Paticca Samuppada. We already have explained quite a bit on what it means. Paticca Samuppada is a Pali language. Just for those who don't know what Sanskrit and Pali is, Sanskrit and Pali are two languages spoken 2,000 years ago in India at the time of the Buddha. Pali, they still speak chant in Pali in Burma, in Thailand. They still chant it that way. This is a Pali language. Sanskrit is the royal family language, which is more or less similar to Pali. Now, what is Paticca Samuppada? Paticca Samuppada explains the chain of causation. We always like to ask the questions, where do we come from? How do we get born in this world? Why do I have to go through all this babyhood, teenage, and then adult, and then old, become old, and then we passed away, we die? What's this cycle? What's this chain all about? How come we do it that? How come we live that way? So, Paticca Samuppada explains the chain of causation that leads from rebirth to death. You know the philosophy of causation? Everything comes from cause to effect. There's cause to effect causation. It explains the chain of causation that leads from rebirth to death. So we're reborn again and then we die. Then we're reborn again, then we die. It's a chain. Existence is an interrelated flux of transient events that occur in a series, one producing another, usually described as the chain of the 12 links. In other words, it's a cycle. It's like a cycle, 12 cycles. That Paticca Samuppada explains the whole life in some key words, in some key sentences. You really have to go deep into each word. It's just, in the ancient days, the Buddha's followers memorized this Paticca Samuppada. Word for word after word, they memorized it and then grounded in their mind and they dig into the philosophy of it by contemplation. Now what we're doing now is we are learning Paticca Samuppada, which explains the world, explains existence. Where do we come from? How do we get reborn? People usually ask the question, what's the beginning? How do we begin? What's the beginning? That question always comes up. The beginning comes from the end. The beginning is the beginning of the other end. And then this beginning dies, comes to an end, and then goes to a beginning. Life is a cycle. It's just like when you ask the question, where does water, groundwater, comes from? Groundwater? It comes from the rain. And the rain, because of gravitation, drops onto the earth, and then it goes through rocks and pebbles and gravels, and it gets into the mountain, and then it permeates into the crux of the mountain, and then it gets into rocks, and it comes out from some rock into a stream. The stream goes down to the ocean, and then the ocean gets, and the water in the lakes and the ocean gets evaporated into the sky. It becomes rain, and rain drops again into that water. What's the beginning? Tell me the beginning. You can't trace the beginning. Beginning only pertains to an illogical, restricted thinking of existence. There's no beginning. There's no end. Don't think of beginning. Don't try to find an easy answer to a complicated question of beginning. God creates everything. There's no beginning. And then you say, it's easy to say no. Can you explain it in more detail? Beginning An N is a time dimension. It begins begins 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. It's a time dimension. Existence, or the universe, horizontally it's space, vertically it's time. So the universe is time and space. The universal existence is a restricted existence that confined to the world. When you go beyond time and space, this kind of existence doesn't exist anymore. Let's first of all, without further explanations, in the ancient days, followers of the Buddhas, they memorized it. But let's learn it bit by bit, this 12 links of original, of dependent origination. First of all, you follow after me in the Pali side, and you also follow after me in the English side, which is the translation of it. Let's go to number one. Avijja Paccaya Sankara. Can you follow? In the ancient days, when they memorize it, they chant a melody to it. It becomes a hymn. For example, Avijja Paccaya Sankara, Sankara Paccaya Vinanam, Vinana Paccaya Nama Rupam, Nama Rupam Paccaya Sanatanam. They have a hymn, a melody to it. But before you learn the melody, you have to know how to pronounce it first, right? So we'll follow the hymn, the melodious sound later when we get familiarized with the words. So let's get to the words first. Avijja Paccaya Sankara. Follow? Dependent on ignorance, volitional reaction arises. Sankara Paccaya Vinanam. Dependent on volitional reaction, consciousness arises. Now, so you know that Sankara, that means volitional reaction. Vinanam means consciousness. And number one, you know avijja means ignorance. And Sankara means volitional reaction. Paccaya, that means dependent on, and then it arises. So you learn it that way. It's easy because it's always a repetition. Third, Vinana Paccaya Nama Rupam. Dependent on consciousness, the mind and body arises. So you know that Vinana is consciousness. In the Pali language, the noun comes first, and then the adjective and the word comes later. So Vinana Paccaya, that means dependent on, Nama Rupam, that means mind and body. Fourth, Nama Rupam Paccaya Sanaya Tanam. Dependent on the mind and body, the six senses arise. So you know that salayatanam means the six senses. Number five now. Salayatanam paccaya paso. Dependent on the six senses, contact arises. So paso means contact. Number six. Pasa Paccaya Vedana. Dependent on contact, feelings arise. So you know that Pasa means contact and Vedana means feelings. Number seven, Vedana Pachaya Tanha. Dependent on feelings, craving and aversion arise. So Vedana means feelings, Tanha means craving and aversion, Pachaya means dependent on. Number eight now, Tanha Pachaya Upadanam. Dependent on craving and aversion, clinging arises. Number nine, Upadana Pachaya Bhavo. Dependent on clinging, the process of becoming arises. Number 10, Bhava Pachaya Jati. Dependent on the process of becoming, birth arises. So you know that bhava means the process of becoming. In other words, having existence. Bhava means the process of becoming, and jati means birth. 11 now. 11. Jati pachaya jara.
Jati pachaya jara.
Maranam sukha parideva.
Maranam sukha parideva.
Dukkha dumanas. Upasaya sama vanti. Ivan metasa kevalasa. Dukkha kandasa samudayo hoti. It means dependent on the basis of birth, aging, and death arise. Together with sorrow, lamentation, physical and mental sufferings, and tribulations. Thus arises this entire mass of suffering. Okay, so from 1 to 12, the 12 is aging and death. The last one is aging and death. So it explains from ignorance to aging and death. This is how existence comes into being in a cycle from rebirth again, existing contact, aversion, craving, and living your life through, and then it comes to aging and death. And in between, there's lamentation, physical and mental sufferings and tribulations, and then this is the entire mass of suffering. Of course, in the suffering, sometimes we have happiness, temporary happiness. We do have happiness, but lots of it is suffering. So how do we get rid of this? How do we eliminate this? It's the next page. The next page is Nirodha. Nirodha means cessation. How do we stop it? How do we stop suffering, lamentation, sufferings? How do we stop aging and death? How do we stop ignorance? So now, in your first time comers, you know that the Buddhist teaching is not about worshipping Buddha. It's about how to stop aging, sufferings, lamentation, and death. It's about you yourself. It's not about prostrating to the Buddha and get the Buddha's blessings and get the Buddha to forgive you all your sins, nothing like that. It's you have to do your own practice. You have to walk the path to the sainthood. I think we have to leave it next time, but we know that paticca samuppada is the arising of the suffering, and nirodha. Nirodha is the cessation of it. It's the elimination of it. How do we learn how to eliminate our sufferings? How do we eliminate aging, clinging, death, sickness, aversions? What are the processes involved in the elimination process? We'll leave it next time.